my friend. Yeah, you should see him. He's serving overseas. He's 6'3" and he'd kick your ass if he saw we were talking. And this ain't what you think it is. So to make it end, I guess I'll have to pretend.
Hey, what's up? This is Elizabeth Moselle hanging out with Donald, and you are listening to Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
You're like, don't move. Don't say a word. Listen, I thought that was a great intro. You sounded very confident. It was very safe. You went very safe.
Thank you.
There weren't any adjectives. And I feel like...
Oh, shoot, I forgot to add that you were very humble. Gosh, dang. Okay, we need to redo it.
Okay. Did you want to add that, really? Gosh dang.
Could you like possibly clip in the word humble? Mm. We're hanging out with humble Donald.
I think most people that know me that's a given. Like they know. They're like, you're stating the obvious. Let's be honest. Oh my gosh. All right, thanks for coming in. You ready?
Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to get started?
I think so.
Deep breath.
I should like drink more of this tequila.
I'm glad that's on recording. All right, here we go. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thanks for joining. It is Donald Welp, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust again. Excited, hanging out with, just an old friend. Just somebody I have like so many good memories.
I know. I don't even know where to start with the memories. You should probably start, right?
Well, you know, we were talking about like how we would describe each other. If, you know, somebody said, hey, Donald, if you had to describe to me, if you really knew Elizabeth, you would know what, right?
Right.
I've been thinking about that for a while because, you know, as many times as we've hung out, right, and the experiences that we've shared, we've got so much in common.
We really do.
Well, it's kind of a, not many people meet, you know, spring break, Panama City Beach 10 years ago. And then somehow circle back around in Nashville, Tennessee 10 years later.
Thought?
Right? Because, I mean, it was just one of those like spring break crushes, you know, 10 years ago. And now it's like, kind of like...
Fate.
A little bit. And, you know, I'm kind of speechless right now. So it's a great story. I don't want to give that. This whole show is not about.
You're right. That's for the second. Yeah,
that's right. I feel like that's kind of what we're here for, is to get to know you a little bit better.
Right. I can talk to you about, you know, the past 10 years that you missed and catch you up.
Believe me, I felt every one of them. All right. I'm sure you forgot about me, but I didn't forget about you. All right. So just don't read my diary. That's all I got to say. But Georgia girl.
Georgia.
Valdosta, Georgia.
Valdosta, South Georgia. Yeah.
What's Valdosta famous for?
Wild Adventures. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a theme park. They actually filmed, What is that movie?
I don't know. It must have been really big, though.
It's a horror movie.
Chainsaw Massacre?
No, it's like a comedy horror movie.
Richard?
No, it's not. It's not Scary Movie. It's like...
I don't know.
I'm not sure what it's called, but they filmed a horror movie there. So
that's the claim to fame?
That's basically it. I mean, it's not really in Valdosta, so I don't know if we could technically claim that, but... I know what you're talking about. High school football is a big deal.
Y'all don't play around.
We don't. We really don't.
It's serious stuff.
Even the parents get into it.
Oh, yeah. Probably more so than the kids. That's kind of the problem. But you were... So the main high school there was Valdosta High.
Valdosta and Lowndes. Yeah.
And you were the other one.
Well, so I lived in Valdosta up until my freshman year of high school. And I was supposed to go to Lowndes High School, then moved to Tallahassee, Florida. So my family lives in Florida now. I spent a year there and then moved to LA. But
you've actually had a pretty full life for as young as you are. You've got a lot of travel experiences.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I have a sister that's adopted from China, so I've been over.
Older,
over
younger?
There. She's younger. She's 6.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Kylie.
Kylie. And so is it just you and her?
No, I have 2 younger brothers too.
So you're the oldest.
I don't think I should have been, but yeah.
It's hard to call you, you know, mom as well, but because I felt like you traveled a lot. Were you home a lot? And did you feel like you raised kind of the younger ones or?
My sister loves to go to like grocery stores and out in public and call me mom for fun.
Oh yeah.
She thinks it's hilarious. I don't.
Okay.
So yeah, I think she, our age difference is so big that I think to her, sometimes it kind of confuses her, but.
I get it. I have a 52-year-old sister, half-sister, and a 22-year-old half-brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big age gap.
Yeah, so I was kind of like an only child as well. I can relate. Mm-hmm. Hey, when did you start music? When did you know?
I've been singing ever since I was little. So I've been singing for a while. Got a few years under my belt. And
but like the first time you belted it out in public and you're like, yeah, this is for me.
I don't know. I don't know when exactly. I think the moment I realized I had to do music was just maybe 1 or 2 years ago here in Nashville when I really started pursuing it. I started songwriting about 2 years ago. I came to Belmont as a vocal major and then started writing. So I didn't come here as a songwriter. And I think once I put the two together and started playing my own stuff out is when I realized this is what I had to do.
Yeah. You went to LA first from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To pursue music, acting, and that. And you were out there for a couple of years. How was LA?
It's a whole different world. It's where I thought I wanted to end up.
It's kind of a culture shock from Georgia to LA.
It is. It's really, really different.
And you were so young, but did you go out by yourself?
No, I went with my mom and my younger brothers. We didn't have my sister at the time, but it's kind of funny. We were driving our way there and we were listening to the highway radio station.
Yeah.
Because we drove from Georgia to California and we listened to the highway the whole way there and they were talking about LA and they were like, yeah, when you get there, make sure you don't go knocking on your neighbor's doors. Like introducing yourself and asking them to hang out if you're from the South, because it's not like that.
They will look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We actually did not. We met one of our neighbors. It was Raven's mom, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. But other than that, we never saw our neighbors, no.
Yeah. And then decided to go to Belmont from there. Mm-hmm. And so now you're in Nashville, been here 3 years.
Yeah, I have. I have one more semester at Belmont. And then my last semester, next semester, will be online. And then I graduate in May.
All grown up.
I know. I'm ready for this.
You know, it's funny because most people, I think, graduate college and then move and do, right? And I feel like you've done a lot of that even before you graduated college.
Yeah, I've been super fortunate. And that's part of the reason why I think I picked Nashville and Belmont. I didn't necessarily want to go to Belmont. I just wanted to be in Nashville. And going to school was kind of my only option. So...
Well, I mean, if you're going in as a vocal major, you knew you had a talent and love for music and you were singing anyway.
Yeah. Well, the music business here was such a, I had no idea how it worked. And it's,
by the way, we still don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if anybody right now could call in or just send me an email and said, hey, here's the perfect equation for music business.
Could you give it to me?
Exactly. Because it doesn't exist. Right.
Yeah. But I had no idea. I didn't even know anything about it. I didn't know how it worked at all. I didn't know that there were people that actually wrote songs for artists. I didn't know there were, you could just be a songwriter. I came here just thinking, oh, I can just sing and it's going to happen like that. And it's not going to be as hard as I think it is. And I definitely got shocked about how difficult it is and how much work it is. And, you know, how much effort you have to put into it. And
And you're still here.
I am.
I think what you're saying is a common, you know, story to a lot of people. The difference is a lot of people when they have that realization or, and this is okay, by the way, it's not a put down, but they're like, I love music, but it is probably just a hobby for me, you know, and that's okay. Right. You know, it's not for them. Mm-hmm. But gosh, you were telling me earlier that, I mean, you travel the country singing right now while you're in school. It's not like you're waiting to graduate and then start. Like right now you're booking yourself and playing shows here and going to be on the radio next week down in Florida. And I'm like, that's awesome. So, I mean, you're living that kind of road warrior life right now. How is that? I mean, is it something that like you just enjoy, look forward to? Is it like, it's just kind of part of the process or what?
Right. No, this has definitely become something I have to do. There's no doubt in my mind that I have to do music. It's not a hobby to me. It's something that's just part of me and I have to do it. And, yeah, I've been traveling the Southeast trying to do a radio tour. I just came out with my EP on Friday. Just got released on iTunes.
Hey, congrats. What's the name?
Thank you. It's called Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. And we can find it on iTunes, right?
Yeah, on iTunes.
Shameless plug. Make it happen. Like, where else do we find you on social media? What's that?
My Facebook is just elizabethmozell.com.
Okay.
Everything else. Yeah, I have a website and everything. And
how many songs are on the EP?
There's 5. It's kind of turning into an album. So I've already recorded 8.
Nice.
And
what's your favorite song on there?
Oh man, that's so hard.
Favorite song for right now? It'll change in 5 minutes. I know.
I don't know. That's so hard. Probably the boyfriend one. Probably the one I'm going
to
play.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that. Yeah.
But yeah, I've been traveling the Southeast, mostly Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. And I'll be on Panama City Radio. And I only go to school twice a week, which is convenient for me to leave.
Yeah.
I just got contacted by a radio station in Houston this morning, and they want to start playing my stuff. So I don't know how they found me, but
what does that feel like? The first time you heard yourself on like a radio station,
it's weird. It's really weird. I don't know how to describe it. My mom is like my best friend, so I always call her. And that was the first thing I did this morning when I saw, the guy contact me, as I called her, and I freaked out. I was just like, I don't even know like what to think. I don't know. It just, It's amazing.
I can't, I will never have that feeling. So I ask that all the time. You wouldn't want to hear me over the radio waves, but, that's really fun and exciting, but you travel around and, does your mom travel with you now or is it just you and the band? And
she doesn't. Well, she lives in Florida. So with my whole family.
Wait, what part of Florida?
Tallahassee.
Is everybody cool with the hurricane, by the way?
Yeah, they're fine. It didn't hit them at all.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually a huge Florida State fan. And they kept the Miami game going this past weekend when Florida State made a killer win.
Ah, you had to throw that in there, didn't you?
All right, Seminoles.
I love it. All right, well, I have some questions for you.
All right.
Some you may know of, others you may not.
Oh, gosh.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Gosh, at your ripe old age right now, right? But you started, like you said, music as a very young girl. Kind of knew it was for you and it was your passion. But knowing what you know now, like you've had a lot of experiences. And so if you could go back and have coffee with your younger self, right when you just knew, what would you tell yourself?
I think I would definitely say to take every opportunity that presents itself to me. I've definitely turned down some opportunities for different reasons. And I think the most important thing to do is take advantage of, like I said, every opportunity that presents itself, go out and meet more people. Sometimes my priorities have not always been in line, but I think it's my age and just life itself.
Yeah.
And just to keep working hard and to remind myself too that, you know, it's going to pay off all my hard work, whether or not, you know, I make it as a big singer or songwriter or whatever. In the end, it's going to work out the way it's supposed to. And it's going to work out, you know? So.
Yeah. And I think you kind of confirmed that when you said earlier that, like, it's not really a choice for you to do music. Like you have to do music. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's what I hear in most of the successful ones. And I've had people on the show that's been doing this, you know, music for 25 years. And some of the best advice that I heard from them was, you know, if you can live without it, you probably should, you know, as far as pursuing music as a career, you know, but if you can't, then, you know, do it 100% because you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
If you just can't, you know, and I was awesome. Like, that's kind of the point. Right. So I think that really just that answer of what you just said, just kind of affirmed what you've already said. So it's really cool. Is there a piece of advice that you live by, that was given to you by someone else, whether it's in music or not, that's like the best piece of advice you've ever gotten. Can you share it with us?
I was raised in a Christian household. And so just always giving thanks to God about what happens, and just putting my trust in Him. That's really the best advice I've been given. Cause like I said, you know, this business is so unstable. It's not, there's no path for it. And I don't know what my end goal looks like or, you know, what my end result looks like, but I do know that, you know, my life is in his hands, and it can't go wrong in that sense.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's kind of the definition of faith, right? Mm-hmm. Taking the step without knowing exactly where. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And it's hard. It sounds so simple, right? But it's matter of fact, our pastor this week, or actually Bob Goff, amazing author.
I know,
spoke.
I was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was the best talk ever. Could you not just listen to him?
He's an amazing person.
I could have gone out and like just played an NFL football game, which would have lasted about 5 seconds, me and Pads. But like, he's awesome. But it's like, God, just fail trying, right? Just go, just go, right? You mm-hmm. don't have to know, just fail trying. It was awesome. I agree. That's similar advice that I got, that's wise beyond your years. So how's that? All right. This is my favorite one. You have to finish this statement.
Okay.
All right. And here's the thing. I already know you really well. So this is really not for me.
Could you finish it for me?
No, I can't. Cause that would be through my lens. Right. And so if you really knew me, Donald, or mm-hmm. audience, if you really knew me, you would know, finish the statement.
Does it have to be about music?
No, it can be about anything. You wouldn't believe some of the answers I've heard. One answer was she absolutely loves pickles and pickle juice.
Ugh.
I know, but like you would have to really know her to know that.
Yeah.
But so it doesn't have to be serious. It can be anything.
If you really knew me, you would know that I am addicted to working out.
Oh, that is. Yeah, because you're also a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were just talking about this because our mutual friend, Young Richard, this is where you guys met, right?
Yeah, we met at the gym.
All right, be honest. Give me the cheesy line that when he first walked up to you in the gym, what was his first line?
He was like, man, I think you could probably outlift me.
Oh, not bad, Richard. Not bad. I was expecting much worse. That's pretty good. Is there any reason why you're addicted? Have you just always been in the gym?
I just get anxiety when I don't go. And it's weird. I think it's my like sense of release.
All right. What is your, do you have a workout playlist?
I listen to a couple of different things. I'll listen to country.
All right.
I'll do like the top 100. And I love classic rock. So I listen to a lot of AC/DC and Nirvana and Guns N' Roses while I'm working out.
I knew we were meant to be. 10 years ago, I knew we were meant to be. That's awesome. Who is, I don't like the word inspiration. Everybody mm-hmm. uses that word. It's so cliche. But sure. Who do you look to when it comes to, your music as far as how you write mm-hmm. or who you aspire to either be or be like?
That's a really hard question because there's not a singular artist.
Yeah.
To name a few, I love Eric Church. Chris Stapleton's amazing. Most recently, I really like Brantley Gilbert. Mm. Just because he has kind of a Southern rock vibe going on, and that's kind of the direction I'm taking my music. Females, Martina McBride.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves is awesome.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear about this boyfriend song.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need the story first.
Okay.
You don't have to give the song away, but sure. Maybe how you wrote it, why you wrote it, with who you wrote it.
Okay. I wrote it by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any back history to why you wrote it?
Sure. It's not that exciting.
I'll be the judge of that.
I was going out to see a friend at work. And one of her coworkers asked me for my number, and he was in high school.
Wait,
so
how old were you?
I was
in college.
20. I was okay. In college. And
hey, good for him.
I know. Props for trying.
Right?
But I think he was like 16, and that's not legal.
Oh, it's not? Oh, yeah, you're... I thought in Georgia that was legal. Richard, can you fact check that? What is the legal dating age in Georgia?
Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. So he asked me for my number and I was like, I have a boyfriend, and I didn't, I lied to him and I was like, I have a boyfriend or else I would, but
classic.
And he was like, it's okay. You can have a boyfriend and a husband.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I went home and I was like, man, nobody's ever written a song about all the excuses girls love to give guys when they don't want to give out their number. Cause we got a bunch of them. We have a ton of them.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah. I'm sure when you hear this song, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I've heard all of these. Like,
are you calling me out? I think you are. Go ahead. We will keep moving.
But yeah, so that's how it came about. And I wrote it. And honestly, I wrote it as a joke. I never thought I would ever play this out live. I just kind of wrote it for myself. And I played it for a couple friends. And they loved it. It's my friend's favorite song. So.
Wait, all your girlfriend's favorite songs?
Yeah. Sorry. We're talking about guys.
Yeah. I'm like nervous now because I don't know if I want to hear.
Don't be. My guitar player, he said his dad will call him and like be singing it to him on the phone sometimes. So guys like it. They do.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you might be singing along too.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
I don't want your number, I don't even have a phone. I'm not good with the commitment, don't believe I'll fall in love. I keep thinking of excuses and I think I've used them all. None of them seem to be working, he still won't leave me alone. So I'll ask him to go, cause I think he should know. I've got a boyfriend, yeah you should see him. He's 6'3" and he'd kick your ass if he saw we were talking. And this ain't what you think it is. So to make it end, I guess I'll have to pretend that I've got a boyfriend. Well, I might be off the market, but I've got some single friends. Oh, you say you like Obama, I'm a conservative. I keep thinking of excuses and I know I've used them all. None of them seem to be working, he still won't leave me alone. So I'll ask him to go, cause as far as he knows, I've got a boyfriend, yeah you should meet him. He's serving overseas, he's 6'3" and he'd kick your ass if he saw we were talking. And this ain't what you think it is. So to make it end, I guess I'll have to pretend that I've got a boyfriend. Well, you can go back, tell your friends I'm really not that great. You can even tell them I don't swing that way. So I've got a girlfriend, now ain't that something? She's serving overseas, she's 5'3" and she'd kick your ass if she saw we were talking. And this ain't what you think it is. Guess it goes to show what he don't know won't hurt him. So I've got a girlfriend, I've got a girlfriend, I've got a girlfriend or boyfriend or something.
I don't know whether to clap or cry. Okay, first of all, phenomenal song.
Thanks.
Great song, great voice. I mean, wow. Yeah, I can see why you're... Anyway, I was trying to figure out which one hurt my feelings the worst. And I'll admit, I'm okay with it. I'm very secure in saying that I've heard at least a couple of those.
Yeah, for sure. It's okay.
Maybe I should start that segment. Most embarrassing rejection. No. Well, yeah, that was a great song.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. I don't really know where to go from there because I feel like you have like this excuse that I'm going to say something, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is great. You're going to, oh, you know what? But I really have to go. I've got a meeting right after this.
It's really funny because when I play it out live, I've had guys come up to me after and be like, so what excuse are you going to give me, huh?
Ooh. See, there's even the response.
Take your pick.
There's the response to the response now. You're giving away your response. So now guys are coming up with it before you even say
it. True. You're so right. What about the one I'm just not interested?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That just hurts. I mean, I actually would. It's probably what you should say.
I know. What happened to being honest?
Oh, gosh. Well, some girls are too honest. Let's put it that way. And then guys want to go, you know what? You could have just lied and said you had a boyfriend or something. I don't know. I don't know if it ever really gets any easier. But you did mention something, you know, we were talking earlier. You're like, I'm out on the road and, you know, I love it. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's just perseverance, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, how many different areas of our life does that really apply? I mean, even in, even in dating, like you're pursuing music, guys out. Hey guys, just keep trying, baby. It's just, you know, keep asking. Just one time they're going to say yes.
I'm pretty much in a relationship with my career though. You know, it's hard.
All right. Don't get me on that soapbox. Don't get me on that soapbox because I will go off on this tangent. I've heard girls say this many a times. And then you know what happens? They meet that guy that goes, oh, yeah, my career. Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, whoa. You told me you were married to your career. And now you're practically married within 45 seconds of meeting this other guy. Okay. So you know what it means. Amen. All right. Yeah.
I'm clapping for that one.
Well, hey.
That's good.
This ain't my first rodeo. All right. You got a lot to get past me. But no, it's true. It's funny because I was actually sitting next to a couple of girls the other day, and one girl was telling the other girl how they met this guy and then, you know, how he's texting a lot. And so the other girl goes, is he texting too much? And as soon as she said that, I looked at my friend and said, it's really funny how no guy can text too much if the girl wants the guy
to
text her. So it's like all these do's and don'ts of what you should and should not do. But at the end of the day, if you want them to text you, you can't text too much. You know?
No, so, totally. I totally agree with that.
So, hey, we've all got those stories, but hey, great song either way.
Thank you.
I feel like any song that starts this much emotion and conversation, you're on to something.
Thanks.
So I would play that one.
It's on my AP.
Hey, the EP is out. It's on iTunes. It's called Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
Appropriately named. How did that title? Is there another song called Trainwreck?
There is. Yeah, the single off there is called Trainwreck. And I kind of thought long and hard about whether or not that should be the single because I can just see like posts already being like, this is really a train wreck. That's the first thing that came to my mind. But
if people are talking about it, that's still a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's true. Right. Any publicity is good publicity, I guess. But yeah, I wrote it. It's called Trainwreck. It's kind of more like classic rock influenced.
Yeah.
I mean, it's country, but you can hear some rock and roll in it. So
can I talk you into playing another one or are you just like, no, I'm out?
Yeah, I'll play another one.
If you could play another one, that'd be great.
Sure.
I was bracing for the, well, actually I got to go meet my boyfriend excuse, but
yeah, sorry. We had dinner at like 6 and I'm like, falling asleep. Like,
all right. So the only reason I've never done this, I've never had two songs in one episode.
That's a lot of pressure.
You're first. All right. Besides Richard, Richard's over there pointing at himself. Dude, we know you're special. All right. But that was a totally different type of episode. So,
why does everything always have to be about you, Richard?
It's the world. It revolves.
Richard.
Yeah, but since you just released your EP, I kind of want, like, normally this is like the hit song, favorite song, Collecting Dust, but I want your favorite on the EP right now.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe the single. Should we do the single?
Well.
Do you want to do that one?
I can't play it on guitar.
You want to do it a cappella then? Is that what you want to do?
I don't know how to play the chords.
I put you on the spot like this?
I know. I'll play a different one off there.
Yeah, you can
play. One that I can play on guitar. Do you want to hear like a kind of like more funny one, or do you want to hear like a more southern rock one?
Give me the two titles and I'll choose.
Okay, Koozie and Lie to Me.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with. I don't know how you cannot say Koozie in this situation.
We're doing it.
Did I do well?
I hope you don't regret this.
Did I do well?
We'll see.
Well, hold on. First of all,
I'm like ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, you can sing it, but
sorry, I just like have that date.
Oh God. All right. Thanks for joining us on this week's. Well, how did you write this one?
So I was in a write with a guy named Clayton Severson and Will Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there and we were about to write this like sad song. And it was just...
Was that Lie to Me?
No.
Dang.
No, I can't remember what it was called. It was just like super slow and sad. And the weather was so nice outside and it was just a great... I just was in a great mood. So I guess we got along to thinking of the song like Pontoon and how like... You know, it's just about an item, like a pontoon. There's no song about a koozie. So we were like, let's write a song about a koozie and put a rap in it.
You have a rap in this one?
I do.
Oh, I can't wait. Wait.
Kind of embarrassed.
No. Please tell me there's like a part in here where I could like pick up somehow, some way. I can't sing.
Actually, you can. You want me to help you?
Wait, with like an instrument?
With the singing. It's
okay,
really
that might
simple.
Be another recording, but yes. I mean, you can't, unless you're going to teach me like during the song.
Yeah, I'll teach you during the
song.
Oh
God, now I'm nervous.
It's
yes, let's do it.
Ready? Okay. Pretty much goes like this. Koozie, 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 koozie.
I feel like this is a girl part. I'm just not fit.
Koozie, let me hear it, come on.
I can't sing that high.
Koozie, koozie, koozie.
I can't sing that high. Is that in the chorus?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try it.
You can
so
do
go
it.
Ahead.
Ready?
No, play it. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going live. I'm one take Donald. I don't practice.
All right, let's do this. One take wonder.
Practicing is
as
over.
As you heard, humble oh. Donald. You heard
people
it
people already know
here.
This.
From Nashville, it's collecting dust.
Oh my gosh. Is it about time for that dinner? I think it is.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's Koozie.
Koozie featuring Donald Jenkins.
Well, it gets hot in the summertime, heating up about 99. You make sure my beer ain't going flat. Long days at my favorite lake. Boating and swimming the day away. You always know where the party's at. Man, we sure do have some good times. Me and my koozie,
koozie, koozie.
Me and my
koozie, koozie.
All your colors shining bright. Go together like Corona and Lime. Me and my koozie,
koozie, koozie.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang, I think we're on to something.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that part. I want that one next time.
You're the perfect wingman on the town, always down for another round, making sure I don't go home alone. And that one night we drank till three, I swore that he was looking at me when he walked on over with his phone, saying, can I get a shot of that koozie?
Koozie, koozie.
Let me get a shot of that koozie.
Koozie,
koozie. All your colors shining bright, conversation starter all night. Me and my koozie,
koozie,
koozie.
Is the rap part coming up?
You know it's about to come up.
I can feel it.
All right. We're going to break it down.
I like it.
You come in many colors. You come in many shapes. Repping every single city, county in the 50 states. I can take you out. Then I can take you home. I don't have to buy you dinner or call you on the phone. I can fit you in my pocket, take you everywhere I go. And everybody wants to know me and my koozie. Me and my koozie. Me and my koozie.
Me and my koozie. I kind of feel like I need to freestyle.
Koozie. All your colors shining bright. When I'm with you, it's only high life. Me and my koozie. Let me see it, let me see it.
Koozie.
Koozie. Me
him a cook-cook-coozie, cook-cook-coozie, cook-cook-coozie. Let me see a cook-cook-coozie, cook-cook-coozie, cook-cook-coozie. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hands down, my favorite song. Yeah, on the show.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. I really want to learn that rap now, or come up with my own version. So
you
next time, I'm just going to try to.
If you want to freestyle.
Well, no, because I can't freestyle. I don't think. Anyway, I've actually never tried, but that was awesome.
You were awesome.
Oh my
gosh! Give yourself
gosh.
A pat on the back.
I'm not gonna lie. That is
you were on key too.
It was very, very nerve wracking, but it's a lot of fun.
You need to come do background vocals for me or something.
If you ever catch me in the audience, I only say those words, koozie. Please call me. I've asked every guest to come on the show because the thing is like, I love being on stage. Yeah. I love talking. I'm really good at making a fool out of myself. That's what I do. I'm just great at making a, uh-huh. But I would rather have that just one part. Mm-hmm. And I can't really play an instrument, so there's not a solo part for me.
And then. Guitar.
Oh, I guess I could. Rob said he was going to write in like a speaking part in a song for me where I just can come in. I'm like, well, that's kind of a...
speaking part. You could do like spoken word.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things though, like you want to be able to just belt something. No, you don't, because you can't. Like for us people who are, musically challenged, it's not that we don't have the desire. It's just, things don't come out like
no they worries.
Do with
I thought you did great.
Hey, well, I had a blast. Thanks for letting me join in on that one.
Yeah.
You might have got my hopes up. So when y'all leave tonight, I'm going to be totally practicing. I'm just kidding. Hey, thanks so much for coming on. Can I have you back sometime?
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Elizabeth, I mean, so much history. We have so much to catch up on, So, and your EP is out on iTunes, so make sure you go grab that and then obviously find her. And then if you can find her live, I would definitely go to that show as well. Mm-hmm. Next one being in Panama City, I think, right?
PCB. Where we met.
That's right. Spring break years ago. I still have the airbrush shirt that says forever. Oh, told you.
That is so romantic. I still have the seashell you gave me.
See? I have nowhere to go from there. Hey, thanks for coming in. We will see you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye, girl.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing.